Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Celebrating Juneteenth, some do, some don't. Dr. Claude Anderson says it's not what you think it is, but we're going to celebrate it anyway. How about that? And we'll be broadcasting later on this afternoon from the Malcolm X College, 1900 West Van Buren Street. The seminars don't start until 9, and this broadcast is over with at 9. So there's lots of activities going on today, so we'll be here again after the show to show you what's going on. Excuse me. A little frog in my throat this morning. That's why I keep my tea handy. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and thank you for joining us here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to my girl, Michelle Carey, and she's celebrating a birthday today, and at some point we'll be celebrating with her. We have no idea where we'll be. Yeah, we do. We know we'll be at Malcolm X College. Now, whether she'll be there or not, that's another story. But happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating a birthday today. We're celebrating it with you, and we're also celebrating it on Juneteenth. How cool is that to have your birthday a national holiday? Yeah, that's cool. And you can, if you have to go to work, we can pay it. It's a national holiday, so good for you. If you are sick and shut in, we are always giving prayer, holding you up in the light. The sick, the shut in, the incarcerated, the non-believers, and those who just have given up hope. Don't ever give up hope, because that's the only thing that we have that will move us forward in these times of chaos and confusion. There is so much chaos and confusion going on in the world. If you're listening online, we thank you for joining us, and you can call in after the 7:30 break. And if you are joining us on social media, on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show, you type in the comment area what city, state, or country you're watching us from so we can send you a shout-out. Thank you for watching. If you, excuse me, see, that's why I get up early in the morning to try to get some of this mucus out of me, because when you when you stay still all night, there is mucus build up because you're not moving. So it's got to come up and it's got to come out. So thank you for coming up and for coming out. And if you are headed out this morning, do expect delays. It's a national holiday, but some people are still going to work and it's still traffic. And as we take a look at traffic. Traffic and Weather is brought to you by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a business owner or an entrepreneur and you are you have products or services to sell, you can join itex. And just by mentioning my name, Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A, you get $100 to go shopping immediately on their website. So be sure and sign up. And also travel, too, if you'd like to go to anywhere in the Caribbean, Hawaii, Alaska, Mexico, Vegas. Everybody goes to Vegas. You can go there, too. They have great hotels, food, just everything you can think of. Go to itex.com. You'll see what I'm talking about, and it's recognized by the IRS. They've been in business over, I don't know, 30 years or so. But my broker, Karen Kelly, our broker, Karen Kelly, is dynamite little lady. Just tell her Zelda sent you. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. You can thank me later. Anyway, officially summer starts tomorrow. 84 degrees a day. Yes! Through July 1st. Now, after July 1st, we don't know. as we take a look at the traffic, Metro trains, there is the DSF train. You can expect a delay there. And also on CTA, there are no reported delays. But the NASCAR closings. Yes, NASCAR is here. And from Balboa to Jackson, I thought they said Oak Street, but just know Lakeshore Drive is closed and Michigan Avenue is closed, so just expect to be delayed if you are headed in the downtown direction. Excuse me. As we take a look at your traffic, computer's about to go out here. If we didn't plug it up. Yeah, we can't have that. excuse me, pull over. excuse me, on the tri-state, it's blocking in all, blocked in all directions, so expect delays there. Inbound on the Edens, it is 18 minutes in and 15 out. On the Kennedy, it's 29 minutes in and 21 out. On the Eisenhower, it's 28 in, 23 out. There's a disabled car blocking the lanes on the Eisenhower at Mannheim. On the Stevenson at 21 and 16 out. On the Dan Ryan is 12 minutes out. Slow 35th to 95th. And 10 minutes in. And also, excuse me. Also on Lakeshore Drive, no delays. It is 9 minutes in both directions. And that's DuSable Lakeshore Drive. That is your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And if you are a diabetic and you are, actually you could be pre-diabetic, borderline diabetic is what they call it, and you won't know that until you go to the doctor like I did. Excuse me, I wound up on my way to surgery, and it's like, yeah, you're a diabetic, you didn't know. Oh! So I'm telling you, it happens. You don't even know it. And there are so many people that have diabetes. Go to diabeticdonut.com. What did you say, Zelda? Slow down. Diabeticdonut.com. That's where you go, and you can download the free ebook that I wrote. That shows you the drink that I drink every morning, apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, turmeric. It doesn't taste good, but it feels good. And there's nothing like feeling good. So I forego the taste for the feel good. How about that? Excuse me. And if you are thinking about your diet and the energy that your diet gives you, because most of the food that we eat is processed, and it just clogs up everything. That's why I got all this mucus in me this morning. You know, pizza will do it every time. Pizza is the worst thing on the planet. Sometimes you just have to have a little pizza, especially if we got some spinach and some mushrooms on it. Lord have mercy, I'm suffering, but it was good. So what can I say? You're supposed to be the example, Zelda. Well, I'm not today. You know, we all have our issues, and that is my issue. And the issue that I am about to share with you right about now is the issue of your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, which is sent to me by Mike House. You know who Mike House is, right? And if you don't, you are about to, because I'm about to read to you what he sent me for Father's Day and every day, but I want to read to you from yesterday and today, but, excuse me, Father's Day is right here. Is this it? I can't read my own writing. Okay, I honor my father. I want to read this to you from yesterday. It says, a father's role is very influential in one's life. Society has created expected behavior patterns for us. We are individual expressions of the divine, and not all fathers fit into predetermined patterns. Fathers express as they are. Some are present and others are absent. Some are competent, secure, and compassionate. Others are not. Fathers do what their consciousness approves and directs. And then this happens. I heal my inner relationship with my father. Oh, yes, they are talking to me. I heal my inner relationship with my father, knowing I am who I am largely because of him. I release and forgive any feelings about who he should have been instead of who he was or is. I thank, honor, and love my father unconditionally. Thank you, imagination. In me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is. And with all these things have love, which is bond of perfection. And that's taken from Colossians 3 and 14. And I thank you for that, Mike House, because for a very long time I had issues with the male species because I didn't have a father in my life. I had no respect for men. And this experience of marriage has taught me that just because you had a bad experience, you don't have to make that your life. That was then, and this is now, and you move on. And I had to go through a whole process of forgiving myself for feeling the way that I felt, because the way that I felt was legit. And that was abandoned and unloved and unlikable and all of that. Say, how you feel? Yes, I felt all of that. And by the grace of God, I married a man who showed me differently. So that helped me heal in my healing process too. Yes, I'm talking about my husband, Tony Hoges. And it is just a relief to know that there are still men out there who care, who sincerely care about women and being fathers to those who don't have fathers. So, happy Father's Day. As I read to you, Monday, June 19th, our ancestors held the vision. Freedom is a birthright. We have freedom and dominion over our mind. Unforeseen circumstances may change the direction of one's life. Historically, enslavers violated the physical freedom of Africans and others. However, many enslaved did not lose sight of their vision of freedom. On this Juneteenth Day celebration, we remember that 250,000 enslaved Africans who were denied the knowledge of the Emancipation Proclamation. When they heard, more than 2 years later, they too celebrated. We still honor the enslaved and their descendants for their invaluable contributions to the foundation and growth of the United States of America, because we did build this country. In gratitude, we thank you for your enduring, persistent spirit to be free. I express my ancestors' envisioned freedom, and when I feel mentally and physically enslaved, I regroup my mental and emotional faculties. I tap into the relentless spirit of my imagination, in me, through me, and as me, around me, and through the Christ within. And so it is. Stand first, therefore, in the liberty which Christ has made us free, and be not harnessed again under the yoke of servitude. And that is Galatians 5 and 1. And that's from Mike House. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness, word of the day. And now it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And you know what that means, right? It's time for us to empower ourselves, because the powers that be don't want us powerful. That's why they keep us plugged into the cell phones and the iPads and the TV and the radio, because they don't want you to get quiet. Because when you get quiet, that's when the answers come to all of your issues. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. If you knew what I knew, you'd live under a tree. Well, you know now, because if you didn't see the show last night with Viata on Soul Purpose Healing, you are doing yourself an injustice. I was so happy. You have got to go back and see it. I put some of it on my blog this morning. Actually, I put it last night, but I just want to show it to you this morning. You have got to go. And this is what I want to share with you, really, because the powers that be don't want you to know the power that is within you. So when you scroll down to, excuse me, some of these pages, I'm sorry, when you took some of these links on the pages, as you can see, I put FYI, fearful, greedy corporations don't want you to have access to this information. So chances are the links won't work. So all you need to do is copy the link. Like this one here, the Energy Bagua. Oh, my God. See Soul Purpose Healing last night, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But when you see that and you click on it and it gives you a brief introduction, you will see the information. Now, that showed up, so you know that that link works. But let me go back. Let me go back. And you will see that the other links may or may not work. What did they just disappear to? Are you kidding me? Okay. Boy, they really don't want you to know that. Yeah, they really don't want you to know. Okay. I see what happened. When I clicked the link, it went there. So now all I have to do is go back here. All right. I'm a little discombobulated this morning. So I hit the back button, and then it takes me back. So that one showed up. But when you click on this one here, a brief introduction, it'll give you an oops page. And oops mean it's not working. How about that? Oh, well, that one did work. So, but just so you know, if you go to the page and it doesn't work, just click the copy. Just copy and paste it, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you. And now it is time for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And this is the point in your life where you become still and you become quiet. And you take the time to arm yourself. I love what Dr. Maya Angelou would say. Before you face the day, face the God spirit that is within you. So we are practicing that this morning because we have a tendency to get up and out the door and we haven't spent any time with self. You can even spend it in the shower or in the tub or on the toilet. It doesn't matter as long as you do some deep breathing, because wherever your sacred space is in your home, that's where you need to be. And right about now, we're going to have some space, some safe space, because we are going to practice the time to time this sound. Breathing out, and chances are you are stopping. You don't want to stop. Are you sitting in a chair, feet flat on the floor? Start the process. Attention, just breathe in. If you are breathing in, giving thanks. Thank you. forehead, and as we blow it out, I know what that feels like, I should say. Without sending more love, light, and energy. Learning hip roll this morning, we give thanks. Can't get up and move on their own. And look at you. Feel free to move them on. Pancreas. Excuse me. Everything in this body is moving as it should. Thanks for all things to these because the thank you, we say thank us. Spirit of the ancestors. Thanks to those who came before us, made our way. Hot. And as we blow it up, ladies. No one can so no. Love for trees. I have learned so much. Love for trees. How old was this young girl? No, will be joining us after the break, and she'll tell us. This was somebody's grandmother in a 18-year-old body, because this girl got too much wisdom for herself. I'm sorry, I digress. The show is just so wonderful. I just want you to experience what I experienced. So thank you for joining us this morning for your Monday morning mindfulness as we take our long, last deep inhale. And as we exhale, blow it out and turn your head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Blow it out. Inhale deeply. And look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That feels good. And bring your head back. Inhale deeply once more. And exhale. In this moment, right here, right now, we give thanks. Because what we just practiced in Monday morning mindfulness meditation is the type of experience that you can have on your own on a daily basis. Take 5 minutes. You're worth 5 minutes, aren't you? So don't listen to that other voice in your head that tells you, you ain't got time for this nonsense. You do have time to purposely set your intention for the day. And that intention always starts with the breath. When you take time to listen to the ancestors, the spirit, the force that is within you, that guides you, guards you, and directs you all day, every day, when you take the time to tap within, amazing things will happen. I can't say some of the things that have happened, and some of the things that are happening, I can tell you it came to me as a result of my meditation. That's why I am on you for this meditation, because if you are not taking the time to meditate, you may be taking the time to medicate, not meditate. And we want you to meditate, because it is with meditation that you will have this experience. And that is why we have these t-shirts, Meditate to Activate. Meditate to activate the power that is within you, that guides you, guards you, and directs you. You see, the fashion industry knows this, because otherwise, why would we be wearing all this designer clothes? Because they know the power of the word, and they know the power of the words that are printed on shirts. Gucci, Karen Klein, Adolfo, whoever else. I don't know. I don't wear it anymore. I'm not giving my money to them. I got other things to do. I'd rather travel. What about you? Anyway, inhale wealth, exhale debt, one of my favorites, and there's a whole lot more. If you go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, you'll see it. Inhale affirmations and exhale fear, because fear and negative self-talk will keep us talking about things that really don't matter. It's the stuff in the news that you hear. And all of those are tax deductible. And that is your morning mindfulness meditation. And now it is time for our very, I forgot to show you how to, if you'd like to send a donation for the t-shirts. It is tax deductible from the higherlearningnetwork.org. If you want to Zelle us for the t-shirts or a donation for the homeless, and I'm going to show you that in a minute. Our Cash App is Zelda Speaks, and number two, Venmo is Higher Learning Network NFP. Zelle is Zelda Speaks at Gmail, and PayPal is higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. So just wanted to share that with you. And coming up, I will have our very own Naima Latif, who will be joining us here on the show. And let's take our first break. And you can call in with your questions or comments about Juneteenth. Oh, we've got hands up already. So you just stay close, and we will be right back. And share this video.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African-Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we're celebrating Juneteenth today. And it is Monday, June 19th. There are Juneteenth celebrations going on all over the city of Chicago. And just a few in Washington Park today, between Laramie and Central, there is a parade on the west side. Yesterday there was a parade in Oak Park, and also on 111th Street today at the Pullman Porter's Museum. It's the PullmanPorter.com Museum on 111th. They go to the website and they will show you that the location. Is a fly and a gnat or something in here, just all over the place. Aurora's annual flag raising ceremony, where it's happening today too. A 19-year-old mayor in Aurora. Can you believe that? 19 years young. Yeah, well, we need some young meat in there, because old heads need to let somebody else do something for a while, because, you know, this patriarchal system in which we live is not the best, but it is what it is. And I want to show you what I am talking about here on Juneteenth. If you don't know who Dr. Claude Anderson is, you are about to find out, because he is the bomb.com. Dr. Claude Anderson. Well, actually, I'm going to bring him up when Naima comes, but right now I want to tell you a little bit about the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. If you go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, I wanted to tell you about the mission of the Higher Learning Network, where we teach youth behind-the-scenes radio, television, and print production. It's media production now, but this is our outreach to the homeless, and we are always on the lookout, and we thank you in advance. We give thanks. We're very grateful for your donations. Please keep them coming, because they always need something, and we can't wait on the government to do that. This is Ozell Ross, who we partnered with, our community partner, in which we did the first annual homeless gala benefit. And if you didn't see that, that's on our Instagram page. But I do want to show you, if you go to higherlearningnetwork.org, you'll see on our, excuse me, the links that you can just click on any of them. We've got the we've got our Facebook page here. We've got our Pinterest page here. We've also got Twitter, and we've got Instagram. We just want to show you. You click on any of those and go straight to the projects that we're working on. And this project is the homeless project. And why is it not opening? Oh, there it is. Okay. And as you can see, our Instagram page is hln.homeless.project, and the one that I uploaded this morning is not there yet, so I'll have to double check on that. But this is one from last week, where we went out and made a delivery.
Thanks for Thursday, and we are most grateful that we have lots of goodies. Come on, baby, help yourself.
I'd like to thank you all to help us through the winter.
What is going on? Why is that not showing? Okay, I guess I need to stop that and bring it up. I guess I'm having a moment here.
Thank you so much for the propane. They call it so.
Okay, stop. There you go. Now, I'm on my Instagram page. I forgot to pull up Instagram. Stopping the screen there and going to our Instagram page, which is hln.homeless.project. There you go. Now, you could hear him, but you couldn't see him, and he was so grateful. He wanted to be on camera to tell us how much he appreciates the work that we do. So here's the voice of your man.
Thank you. Now, our viewers and our listeners know why we ask for money. Take that box. No, we'll get stuff. Can somebody grab this other box, please? And water here, right here. And water right there. Uh-huh. Y'all need an empty box, so we can see.
I've been with before the doors open. Walking down the street one day, and a young man asked me, myself and my cousin, if we would like to come in and help him stuff some envelopes. And this was a white man, right? And this was back in the, 80s? And we looked at each other. Okay, he can try some funny stuff if he want to, but he'll be in for a delightful surprise thinking he going to do something else. Because, you know, you just never know what's on people. But, you know, things were a little bit more calm back then. So we went in, and we helped him stuff envelopes just to let people in the neighborhood know that there would be resources available for them if they needed them, and they pretty much needed them. So that is why we do what we do, because somebody somewhere is always in need. And it is our mission to help those in need, to be a resource for them. So thank you in advance. If you'd like to make a contribution, we'd appreciate your contribution because, as you can see, they still need butane. And it's still at Walmart, and it's $10, $11 or something like that, because at Home Depot, it's like $7, $8, $9 for one. So go to Walmart, even though Walmart is closed 50% of their stores. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's not closed, and that is the mouth of my co-host, and that is not Eva Latif.
That was a good one.
Not Eva Latif. I couldn't get it out all the way this morning. I still got all this mucus in me from that pizza I had yesterday. It was so good.
Oh, yeah. You know, it tastes good, but you pay the price.
Yeah, you pay for it. I'm paying for it today. I'm telling you what I'm paying for. But I'm not complaining because I got you, and you can talk the rest of the day. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh, we're celebrating Juneteenth. Now, you know, Naima, I got to pull up this very quickly before we go. Before we get started, rather, because Juneteenth is not, everybody does not appreciate Juneteenth. And Dr. Claude Anderson talks about Juneteenth, and he talked about it at Black Economics, allblackeconomics.com, Dr. Boyce Watkins. And I just have to show this why people need to know. If you don't know who Dr. Claude Anderson is, you will after today, I promise you. So I want to share this with you, and I hope you can appreciate it. So check it out.
Different levels of standards in terms of what we expect. So you got the black folks at the top who say, cut the damn check. And don't just make it a little check, make it a big one. Don't give us the wrong check, give us the right check. Don't give us the tiny amount, give us the real amount. Don't give us the little kid money, we want the big boy money, right? Those are the people that they don't want to talk to. because those people have receipts. They have books like Black Labor, White Wealth, written by Dr. Claude Anderson, which extensively and in detail explain the whole reason why black people deserve reparations. There's no study needed. There's no reason to spend 7 years looking into it. Dr. Anderson has been looking into it for 40 years,
okay.
And the receipts are all over the place. That's a delay tactic. That is a delay tactic. That's a game in politics. They just delay, right? And then you got black folks who say they'll take, you know, maybe a medium-sized check. Like, look, we just want you to do something. Just do something that we can touch and feel. And that's okay, too. I'm not dismissing those individuals at all because I can get that. I understand why you might be in that category and say, look, we're going to get $15 trillion, but we'll take $5 trillion, or maybe even $2 trillion, $3 trillion, whatever. I don't agree, but that's fine, right? And then you get another tier below where you maybe get black folks that want maybe some federal subsidies and small business loans and things like that. And then you get black folks that just don't want nothing. They don't want nothing except the possibility that they can go to the grocery store and have white folks sell them some beef jerky without calling them the N-word. Or they want to celebrate the idea that they can go work for a white man's company for the rest of their lives and leave nothing to their children. Or maybe that they can go and live in a white neighborhood. Or maybe they can go to a big white university and have white folks bring them in and let them, you know, maybe, maybe take a class on critical race theory or something. And then no disrespect to that. I'm not disrespecting that, right? But really, they're not really at the same space we are. So to some extent, people like us are a little bit radical. I think the B1 philosophy is a lot for people to take in. I don't think it should be, but you know, because I think putting yourself at the top of the priority list is okay. I think it's okay to be black first, but some people think that's a little bit too much. We're asking for too much. And I think that those people that are at the bottom of the barrel are the ones that they're appealing to with this Juneteenth holiday. Because here's the deal. Here's the deal. The Juneteenth holiday is symbolism. That's all it is, pretty much. That's pretty much all it is. I mean, you know, there is that added benefit that it is a federal holiday, which means you get to take off work. Fine. You're going to start seeing it become corporatized. You're going to have, you know, the Juneteenth mattress sale at your local, you know, mattress company, right? You are going to have these stupid Juneteenth dinners at these racist universities that don't even hire black people. They don't hire any black people. They use up black athletes and take, you know, $1 billion in wealth out of the black community every year. Don't have a lot of respect for black folks in general. Don't want to talk to black folks like me or Dr. Anderson or a Farrakhan type person. But they will sit there and have a Juneteenth dinner with you on campus and make you feel like everything's okay for that particular day, right? And they'll talk about little polite little things like microaggressions and how you can be more racially sensitive. And in their mind, they're like, yeah, let's just be nicer as long as we get to keep all the money, as long as we keep all the power, as long as we are driving the car, as long as we are controlling the campus, as long as we are controlling the corporations, as long as we are controlling the media, as long as we are controlling the resources, then let's just be nicer to our slaves. Let's be nicer to our black people that come work for us, because it ain't right to be mean to black people. So instead of actually giving black folks the big boy money and partnership status in this country, economically speaking, they say, well, we'll write a nice little check. You know, a $100 billion corporation will write a check for $500,000, and they know that people who ain't got nothing are going to be thankful. They're going to say, thank you, sir, and they're going to go on about their day, right? That's fine. I'm not dogging that, but that's not who I am, right? I know the receipts. I know finance. I know money. I know wealth, and I know when you're playing me. I just know, right? So anyway, as I'm forward, do me a favor, hit the thumbs up button, hit the thumbs up, share, subscribe button. And I want to remind you guys that I have a book that you can have for free. It's called It Takes a Village to Raise the Bar, and it lays out my 50-year vision for the black community. I think it's a great book for your family. Feel free to go take a look at allblackeconomics.com. The URL on the screen, that's allblackeconomics.com. Hit the thumbs up button. Take 1 second, hit the thumbs up button, and put a B1 in the chat after you hit the thumbs up button. So let me first of all summarize what Dr. Anderson said, and then I'm going to read to you what he told me to read to you, and this is from his book called The Black History Reader. This should be the first history book that your children read. It's The Black History Reader. You can get a copy at his website, powernomics.com. And so the first thing he said is that Juneteenth pretty much was just a military tactic. It was a military tactic where black people, just like today, were used as pawns in a battle between the liberals and the conservatives. Now, how often have you seen that happen, where black folks are used as a pawn to win an election, or as a tool in a major power play, right? The liberals and conservatives are going back and forth. The liberals are saying that the conservatives are going to kill you. The conservatives are saying the liberals are running a plantation, and you're kind of going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right? You're literally like a hoe trying to pick which pimp you want to go work for. Like, well, your bitch told me. Well, no, your bitch told me, right? Like, it becomes literally like that movie, like Goldie the pimp arguing over which guy owns this woman, right? When really she should be owning herself, right? Really she should be walking out of that whole situation, but maybe her self-esteem isn't intact, like a lot of our people, so they're scared to kind of say, I'm just going to be B1. I want to own me. You're not owning none of this, right? But that's what they do. So basically, this game has been going on for hundreds of years. It isn't just something that just started this week. It's not something that just started in the last election. It's something that has been going on since forever. And so basically what you have with Juneteenth and the origins of it was the liberals, the people in the North, your so-called friends, were basically saying, okay, how do we hurt the people in the South? How do we hurt the conservatives? They said, oh, I know what we can do. We can free their slaves. We can declare all their slaves to be free, right? And that's going to hurt them. That's going to undermine their power. So we know the game, right? They didn't do it because they love us. They didn't do it because they felt like slavery was just horribly wrong. I mean, there are black people being lynched in the North. I don't know if y'all know that. When black folks came up North, they were taking jobs from white folks. When they were taking jobs away from people that felt that those jobs belonged to them, when they were challenging their white entitlement, they were killing those black people in New York. Don't think that because you're going to, you understand, when I went from Kentucky to New York, I thought I was going to a place where the white folks are nicer up there. And some of them are very nice people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I hate white folks. I'm not saying I hate anybody. I don't have time to hate nobody. But do you understand that I ran into more racism up there than I saw back home? I said, ain't this a bitch? Wait a minute. Y'all supposed to be our friends, but you're not acting like my friend right now. You're acting a little bit like an oppressor.
Okay, well,
So this is a tradition. This is a tradition. So one thing Dr. Anderson said is that Juneteenth was pretty much a military tactic. It's nothing but...
A military tactic. What do you think about that? The origins of Juneteenth. We need to know the history. And Dr. Boyce Watkins just broke it down because we celebrate whatever they give us. But Dr. Boyce Watkins says you need to read that book from Dr. Claude Anderson and see a military tactic. We think we're really celebrating something. Yeah, we're celebrating. You know, any chance for us to get together and celebrate life is good. But under the guise of something else, we just need to know. We need to be informed. Your thoughts, Naima?
Well, first of all, it's refreshing to listen to a man who speaks with a free mind.
Yes.
He doesn't have to censor what he's saying out of fear that someone won't like it or will threaten to shut him down or shut him up. He's a free man with a free mind, and so he can see things as they are.
Yes, ma'am.
So I found it interesting, and of course, we've acknowledged Juneteenth for many years, but it actually became a federal holiday in 2021. A couple of years ago, and the bill passed the Senate unanimously and was approved 415 to 14 in the House. Now, this was interesting given the dynamics of our government, because we know that we do not have people who love us, like you said.
Okay.
So you have to think, well, what was the political strategy behind that? It's right. They're right. It was wrong what happened, but as he said, the Emancipation Proclamation wasn't issued because they felt there was a moral wrong in slavery. It was a military tactic to destabilize the South. And we need to just kind of face things and realize people do things out of economic interest, not out of love. That's why we have the messed up system that we have. That's why they really organized the way to keep slavery going, because it was such an essential part of our economy.
Yes.
That's why we transferred it to the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want slavery to end, but the people in the North did want to win the war.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that was about. And President Lincoln even said it. He made a statement. Yeah, I'm doing what's necessary to save the Union, whether it's freeing the slaves or keeping them enslaved. I'm just trying to save the Union.
Mm-hmm.
The state together, and basically keep the North in the dominant position. And what was happening in the South is that the South was becoming an economic power in itself being able to trade with nations overseas because they had the free labor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all the politics of that, and the politics, you know, driven by the economics. So we need to just face that so that when we look at things, we can always discover what the underlying motivation is, always the money. Who's getting paid? Once we can see that clearly and speak it without fear, then we can take the blindness off. And like he said, stop bargaining, you know, which pimp we gonna hold for.
Okay.
You know, stop doing that. We need to own ourselves. We need to be creating our own economic system, our own vision of what does a healthy economy look like. It doesn't exploit people. It doesn't profit from your sickness and keep you sick by feeding you poison food so you'll get sick and then have to pay for treatment that never heals you. We have to change the way we think and stop following a system that was always based on corruption and exploitation of somebody else's pain. We have to stop following people and trying to get people who think like that to take care of us, because that's not the philosophy that we should be following. And we shouldn't be emulating it or admiring it.
Thank you.
So I'm grateful that you said those words. And yes, we do have this holiday. And he's totally right. Everything, just like Kwanzaa, has been commercialized. Everything is going to be commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's exactly what he said.
I mean, he's right. Because, you know, you look at America bases its economics on intervals of holidays that they can capitalize. So every single thing we celebrate is monetized so that the business community can benefit.
Right.
That's what drives
it. Yeah.
I mean, that's why we have, you know, what is Black Friday, the big shopping day right after Thanksgiving, so people can be driven to buy presents for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole economy is based on that. And then what's the next holiday they have? They don't have another one until, oh, we got what comes after that, Easter. That's the day that that kind of changes. And then you got Mother's Day and then, you know, 4th of July. Well, it's convenient to have Juneteenth squeezed in there, another economic engine to drive sales.
Yep.
And I'm not against business, but we just need to know when we're being exploited.
And that's pretty much 24/7.
Yes. So it's necessary as we prepare to create not only a new nation but a new world, that we look at things the way they are. Not get our feelings hurt when people are not nice. Like you said, you know, you go north and think, oh, these are the great saviors that fought for our freedom. Well, no, they didn't. They fought so that the South would not become a greater economic power and control the North.
Thank you.
They didn't want you coming up here taking their job. So, yeah, it was a lot of hostility, and it still is. And we see the dynamics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to take a break.
Yep.
I'm hearing a whole different thing. So we'll take a break, and then we'll talk about the economics behind Juneteenth and what we should learn from that and what we should create as a result of the knowledge that we have.
And we'll be right back. So stay close.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, jobs, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host with executive producer Naima Lakeith. I got it out this morning. The mucus is gone. I got it out. Mucus said, no, you will not be long-winded today, baby. You got some more tea drinking to do. Anyway, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak if you've got comments or that you'd like to make. My sister from another mister says, Grand Rising Queen, that's Viata. If you didn't see it last night, you got to go see the show. All the information is on my blog. Let's go to the phone line, 706-202. I do believe that is Baba Kwame's son, who is Grand Rising Baba. Unmute yourself and join the conversation this morning.
Well, Grand Rising, and assalamu alaikum to my sister, Naima Lateef. Anyway.
Thank you, Baba.
Well, you know, I sent you, and I thank you for Claude Anderson's message on, and the ending part of it was dealing with the military. There's two Juneteenths. Juneteenth, June 19th, 1867, in Mexico, they executed Maximilian, the emperor who was appointed by Napoleon after Napoleon lost Haiti. And they were doing slavery in Mexico, but the president, they formed an army and they overthrew Maximilian. And they executed him on June 19, 1867, 2 years after the military came and read the general orders at Ashton Place Plantation in Galveston, Texas.
Wow.
The thing that differs in two Juneteenth that happened is that the people of Mexico took back their country. The thing that happened with Juneteenth, 1865, really, it was reading that proclamation, but the proclamation only said that was a proclamation for those southern states. Delaware, Kentucky, and I think it was Virginia, was still had slavery until December 1865 when the 13th Amendment was put into the Constitution, because the 13th Amendment really wrote back slavery after the proclamation had been done and the states rejoined the Union. Because what it said was neither slavery nor indentured servitude, except if you are duly convicted of a crime in the United States and its commonwealths. So what it really put was is that we are putting slavery back. We're going to make laws to say what is a crime. And there you come with the Jim Crow laws, and the peonage began. And so what we're looking at is this country incarcerates more of its people than any other country in the world. And
yes,
the majority of those people that are incarcerated are put back into, quote unquote, slavery or indentured servitude, because
yes,
you're a convicted felon. So slavery hasn't really ended until you change that 13th Amendment. And so what we're looking at is that we're getting a holiday, a day, and saying, okay, this is a national holiday. Everybody gets off work. How are you going to give the master that made you a slave and the people that brought you here and put you into captivity, now you're going to give them a holiday to celebrate what you did to us? See, that's why I'm looking at the history of what went on in Mexico, because they overthrew the French. They executed Maximilian, who was appointed as an emperor. He was from Austria. And they took their country back and began their sovereign right to be who they are. And we're now fighting with our brother coming across the border, but they fought to stop the captivity in that country, because that's why Texas, everybody was moving from different parts of the South, bringing their slaves to Texas, because Texas really wanted to be a nation within a nation. We have to look at the story and see, really, has it really been a change? It's been dressed up with new words and new things, but you still have that 13th Amendment says neither slavery nor indentured servitude. And what do we have that, who was it, I think Clinton, a war on crime? That means you're having a war on crime to create the new slave trade, because that's all it did. You just sold us on the courthouse steps. Now you're selling us in the courtroom.
Okay. Well said, Baba Kwame Sun Horse. He always brings it down. And I pulled up the page while you were talking with Juneteenth Freedom Day in Mexico, how they have joined us, and I'll be posting that on the page as well. And I just wanted to share a little bit about what it said for Juneteenth, a celebration of freedom across the border. The community of El Nacimiento, birthplace of blacks, is part of the municipality of Merquiz in the Mexican state of Cachuela, right under Cahuila, I know I pronounced that right, right under Texas. Coahuila and Texas were once the same Mexican state before its northern part was taken during the Texas Revolution. The town was established by African Americans from the United States who crossed the Rio Grande to escape slavery. The black Seminoles, known as the Los Negros Mascacos, settled in El Nacimiento de Negros in Mexico in 1852. So that was even before 1867 when they made it a holiday. Thank you so much for that,
right.
Baba Kwame.
And those Seminoles were the ones who whooped Andrew Jackson when they were in Florida. And it was a great leader, a general, was John Horse. And he led his people there into that land. And we still have the African and the indigenous people. They were not Mexicans. That was the name given. They were indigenous people, same as tribal people here in this Turtle Island, because all of it was indigenous people's land. These are invaders that come here, and they're really the immigrants, because we are the original people of this land.
Thank you. also on the site, it said the story, this same website, imaginemexico.com, Juneteenth Freedom Day in Mexico, it said the story began during colonial times when Africans in the British colony of America fled to the Spanish territory of Florida to escape slavery. They intermarried with the native Seminole tribe, thus becoming Black Seminoles. When the British began to advance into Florida, these Black Seminoles fled through Texas into Mexico to escape enslavement. Wow, I did not know that. Mexico abolished slavery in 1829 under the administration of the Afro-Mexican President Vincent Guerrero. The USA did not abolish human slavery until 1865 so Africans could escape across the Rio Grande to freedom. The pathway to freedom is known as the Underground Railroad to the South. Well, how you like me now? How's that?
And what if, now, look at the change in history and repeating. Now they're escaping across the Rio Grande coming into this country. They're coming back to the land that was originally theirs. This land was all one indigenous land. So it wasn't, you know, these imitation lines saying this is a border, this is this state, this is that part. If there isn't any borders on this planet, the only borders that border planets is the oceans.
How about that?
I mean, the earth does not see itself as divided into a country. This is our imagination. This is why when something like a global pandemic goes through the air, it doesn't stop at the border of any particular country. Everybody experiences it, and we should understand that even when we bomb a country or the government bombs a country, you're poisoning the air that you're going to be breathing the very next 24 hours as the earth rotates. So it's a stupid thing that we've been doing and trying to destroy other nations. There is only one earth, and we're all going to experience whatever we do to any part of it. But, you know, it's a fascinating thing when you look at how we have allowed invaders to bring a very dysfunctional culture and jailing people because they don't have money, forcing them to work the land to pay the wealthy who are claiming ownership of land. You can't own land, which the indigenous people understand. You can't own the land. You can be stewards of it and help enhance it as we were asked to do by our Creator, as we were given the responsibility for. You cannot own it. Therefore, you cannot kill people and take it from them and make them work it to make you wealthy. So that mentality is what came to this country. And they brought that mentality. They tried to inflict it on the native population who wasn't having it. So there was a massacre of the indigenous people, and then they made some trade deals with some greedy people over on the continent and bought prisoners of war and then started paying people to kidnap people. All these people know how to work the land. Oh, they know stuff we don't know. Oh, they know how to build. Oh, they know all these. Oh, we're going to make it so that we force them by gunpoint and at the threat of death to work for us and make us wealthy. That's a mindset that they brought from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an economic system that we need to take into the future.
No, it is not.
But cooperation
and sharing, which means that prison system that is a continuation of slavery has to end. Now, there are people who have emotional illnesses that make them harm people. They need to have some time away so that they can heal. That's what our system of removing people from the general society should be for. The intention has to be to heal the emotional distress and distortion in the human being so that they are able to then function in society. But if you have a system that makes people sick by creating stress keeping people under a constant state of fear that they're going to be forced into homelessness because you're not allowing them to earn a way to support themselves, and so they steal or whatever other thing that they do that you deem illegal, then it's the system that creates the criminal. It's the system that is criminal. So we need to remove all the criminal elements in the system that we're following and create something that is based on the universal principles, God's principles of love, sharing, cooperation. That's the only thing that works. We are not free on this planet. We have forgotten what freedom is. There was a time when this system did not exist, and people did work together and share, and everybody enjoyed the abundance. We have to recreate that. We have to create what is not presently here, and that means not following either a Democrat or a Republican thought, because these are just cousins to each other.
Okay.
They're just trying to figure out how to exploit the people for gain. They just might have different strategies, but
mm-hmm.
it's the same objective. We have to change the intention behind the laws, the intention behind the structures, the intention behind the government. Every single industry that we have to change the intention behind it. The intention cannot be to exploit people who have lesser understanding or lesser confidence or lesser resources in order to maintain power and control. We have to change the intention behind everything we do, and that is what will create a different world. So us looking to imitate what is not going to work, and this is why we're seeing everything beginning to crumble, because we are in the process of creating something different, something new, something better. And when we look at how our children have been treated so badly in the educational system, we know that we cannot follow that system. We cannot teach our children what this system wants them to believe is reality. We have to not teach our children that someone else controls their destiny. That's a crippling thought. That was the thought that kept us enslaved, believing that other people had more power than we had.
Yep.
Believing that we have to follow what they're doing and imitate them and get their approval. That's the mind of a slave. When we see people come from other countries who are black like us, dark like us, and they create industries and develop economies, and we wonder, why aren't we doing it? Because we still got that slave mind, believing that other people are more intelligent than we are, and we have to wait to be told what to do. So that's what has to be undone. One of the things that we talk about in our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma, is the fact that we're still struggling with undoing that slave mind. And this is why we're struggling with situations in our community of the violence, the poverty, the neglect, because we have to undo the thinking that says other people have more intelligence than we have, and we need to imitate what they're doing so that we can be like them. We don't want to be like the people who have destroyed the indigenous population. We don't want to be like the people that created a slave system that was so brutal, so cruel, so inhumane. We don't want to be like those people who then transferred that system to the prison system so they can recreate what they had created in Europe, jailing people for not having money,
mm-hmm.
so that they'd be forced into servitude. We don't want to create that. We want to dismantle that and help people heal from the damages of that. And that has to be our objective going into the future. Yes, we remember slavery so that we can remember what not to do. How did we get enslaved? Well, we were living in a land of abundance, fighting among each other. So that was the great lesson that we as a race of people taught the world. This is what happens when you don't know how to work together. learn from that so that we don't repeat that. It was a horrible experience, but we can come out of it better people, better human beings, and create a better system. That has to be our intention, and that has to be our goal. So that when we celebrate Juneteenth, we don't allow it to become just another commercialized day of being mad at white people for slavery. We look at it as a day of planning. How do we plan the new world that we're going to create based on the lessons that we learned from our past mistakes? And how do we take our collective mind energy, our skills, our resources, and create the society that we want to live?
But could I add?
Go ahead, Baba Kwame.
Yeah, and what she's saying is, and it's very important that we look at something. And I've been talking on the part of decolonization. And we have to decolonize because this is how we were formed into this by the colonization. But the thing of it is AI, it's artificial intelligence. There's only one intelligence that which is divine. Divine intelligence and this planet has its own wood wide web. It has its own computer system that it's been by design from the creator's mind, not man's artificial thinking. And so what we're looking at is how do we deprogram this program that has been implemented and taken away the human sovereignty. Is as Naima says, we are all born free. It's the choice of how we put ourselves into slavery or captivity. The thing that we have done is that this intelligence that we look at that we're in is basically, it was divine intelligence until someone came in and said, I have more authority over what you think than you do. But the creator is the source of all intelligence. And so what we are facing is that there is a universal law, there's a cosmic law, and there's a natural law. And see, man has created laws which go against, even in the antelope case at the Supreme Court when they argued about slavery, the Supreme Court says is that, yes, slavery is against the law of God, but it's not against the law of man. This is how that we are out of order.
We have been out of order for a very long time, and finally this system is crumbling so a new system can be set in place so that we can do things differently, and we don't have to follow whatever it is that they say that this patriarchal system, which has brought us to the detriment that we're in today. So that's why I'm so very grateful for the Female Solution to open some eyes and to awaken some people so they can see the truth. Whoever knew that there were two Juneteenths?
Right, right.
Who knew? I never knew that. And the fact that Juneteenth is spelled all caps, I'm not going to tell you about that. I'm going to let you go look that one up yourself. Why is everything all caps? That is because you are owned. I'm going to leave it at that, and you can do the rest of it on your own. Google it and see why everything is in caps, including your name on your driver's license. Check it out. Yeah.
Well, you know, the United States is a corporation.
Yes.
It's a business. And so everything in it is about business. And this is one of those things that we have to be honest about and recognize when we're being, again, used as a piece of property. And to make money and profits for other people who don't care about our welfare. We have the power to create something different than what exists that keeps a perpetual state of enslavement. So now what Baba Kwame was speaking about with the now we've got the conflict with the people trying to come back across the border. And it's the same situation as when the newly freed African descendants were trying to come north, and then there was a fear, oh, they're going to take our jobs. But when we came and when we were getting hired, we were not taking jobs that the
anybody wanted.
anybody want it. And it's the same thing with the immigrants that are coming. They're taking the jobs that nobody wants to do anyway.
Right.
The fruit pickers, the hotel workers, the, you know, people getting paid the lowest of low wages. Nobody's going to college for those jobs.
Nope.
Nobody's going to trade school for those jobs.
Nope.
So when you have an economy that's based on somebody being on the bottom and being enslaved and getting the lowest paid wages so they can barely survive, that's always going to create a conflict. Now, what we have is an opportunity to create a different kind of society where all work is valued so that whatever work that you're doing, you're able to receive what you need to live decently. And everybody is valued for what they contribute to the society's well-being. We can create that kind of a society that's based on service rather than profit and exploitation, so that there is no feeling of we got to compete because there's not enough. There is enough for everybody to share. There always has been. So the mindset that creates this conflict, that slavery, master-slave mindset, that has to end. And we can't imitate it, and we can't allow ourselves to be played into it by being pitted against the people who are escaping mischief that was created by this nation and the countries that they're in, and over the border and everything else, the drug trafficking and everything else that creates the violence. Where do we think that originates from?
Right.
So we have to be honest about the United States, and I was looking at, as a matter of fact, I might see if I can send it to you. I was looking at a clip of what Nelson Mandela said about the United States and its most inhumane treatment of people all around the world.
Mm.
That's the reality. I mean, we're living in the nation that creates the mischief all around the world, and it's always an economic agenda behind it.
Always.
And our tax dollars pay for some atrocities that we knew, we would understand why people are so enraged at America, those who come here and want to do harm. So we have a lot of things we have to change. And that means having a free mind, not following people who exploit people. That is a system we don't need to try to imitate, because ultimately it leads to everybody's destruction. And so that's why, if we're going to look at Juneteenth as an acknowledgement of what happened and the fact that there were a whole group of people who didn't even know that they had been set free by the government, we got to look at the why behind that and the fact that they wanted to keep those people working because it was an economic decision, and everything that happens is an economic decision trying to exploit somebody. So follow the money. Everything that happens, follow the money. Who's getting paid? And we got to dismantle every last exploitive system that we have and create something that is fair, just, equal, and cooperative so that nobody is suffering.
I'm so glad you said that, because the week that they came to Chicago, the immigrants, that is, during my morning meditation, the thought came to me, is that these immigrants are being allowed here because corporate America is having a problem with Americans working, and they are not working at their jobs. So they sat in the board and said, let's bring in some refugees, some immigrants, and see how that works. And it's working. Yes, go ahead, Baba Kwame.
And that's the key, those two words. The refugees that are coming from Ukraine, they have set up, every adult receives $1,300 a month, $1,300 a month. And if you house and take care of that refugee, the government will pay you.
Baba Kwame, I need you to repeat that. Can you say that again? Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, and what they're doing with the refugees that are coming in from Ukraine, you can look it up. They are funding and giving them $1,300 a month per adult for them to be given that money, and then giving housing and benefits in order for them to adapt into this country.
Yes.
Immigrants. The two different words, refugee and immigrants, are escaping the cartel and the drug wars that's going on down in South America and Mexico, and they're trying to escape. But they're immigrants because they're people of color, and the refugees are the melanemic people that's coming in from a country that's attacking white-on-white war.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at something, you know, and this is what we have to begin to understand. How is it that you're going to pay for these refugees that don't look like us, but you're going to pay them, but the ones that are immigrants, and just as they call the people in Katrina immigrants and foreigners and aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Because the people of color have a different definition.
Yes. We are not immigrants. And that's what they're banking that on. And it's so sad. I mean, these people can come here, and I'm not hating on anybody. I'm saying, stating facts. The fact that you can be an immigrant, come here and get $1,300 a month and get your housing and get your food stamps and your job and your schooling for the kids, you get all of that, but you can't get that if you are here already living, especially for the homeless. You know, I have to speak on the homeless because you got homeless sitting laying out on the expressway or living in an tent city on an encampment, but you can put the refugees up, but you can't do nothing for the homeless. Something ain't right with that. We're going to take our last break. Hang in there. We're going to get your calls, 515-605-9325. We'll be right back and take those calls.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan.
Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, with my co-host, Naima Latif, has made it back. And the video that you're watching in the background is the video from Juneteenth that Baba Kwame Sunhorse sent me, talking about the there are two Juneteenth. I had no idea, so thank you so very much for sharing that, Baba Kwame, and some comments from the internet. Our Tuesday morning host Jody Susan says, grand rising, my sister. And there's another one, you look gorgeous. Well, thank you, my sister, I'm only a reflection of you. And she also says, are other countries a corporation too? That's a question. Well, we know America is. We don't know about the other questions. What do you think about that, Baba Kwame? Naima? Are other countries a corporation too?
Yeah. I mean, you have the, well, it's how we define corporations. They're not run in the sense of the business corporation we call DC, Department of Corrections. But the other part that we have is that you take Russia. Russia is a corporate. China is a communist party, but it's based off of capitalism. Colonialism and capitalism are hand in hand. And this is what you have. This is the corporation, the colonialization of the planet.
So does that answer your question, Jody? Can you hear him? She said your voice was a little bit muffled, so hopefully she could hear you. We got some calls. Only a few more minutes. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 312-632. You're live on The Female Solution. Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 312-632.
Admiral Andrew C.M. Nelson Bay.
Andrew Nelson, so good to hear you, Admiral.
Yes.
Are you back in the city?
Yes, I'm sitting in my basement right now in Chicago.
Oh, so glad to hear that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yes, we are glad
and
you are back.
And thank you, Sister Naima, for facilitating my travel back from Springfield, Missouri. I had found myself in a very vulnerable situation. Money doesn't answer everything.
Yeah.
We had to organize with our travel agent, Deborah, you know, and make sure that there was a way to get you on a bus on the way back here. So be here safe and sound.
Thank you.
Monday morning.
Yeah. And I'm thinking all the time, I was like, wow. Is he back yet? Is he safe? Where is he? So we didn't have this conversation this morning, so I didn't know.
Yes.
So go ahead, Nelson.
Well, I expect to be appointed Chicago Deputy Mayor for Finance and Revenue Generation. We do what we are rather than are what we do. And what we do on our own volition testifies as to our true identity, I would say. Our divine mission, our divine purpose is something we instinctively know and do as a natural matter of course. And I see myself being chosen by my president, Donald J. Trump, as his vice presidential running mate. And I think I shall be indispensable to my president, Donald J. Trump. And that's why he will choose me rather than, Candace Owens or anyone else.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing that information this morning. Glad to have you back at home. And we look forward to hearing from you again in the very near future. Thank God you made it back home.
Yes, absolutely.
You had us going around in circles for a minute. So welcome home. And let's take another call. We only got a few more minutes. 312-833, you are live on The Female Solution. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to Juneteenth?
Way on Yah Shalom, Ahua. We don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful like you, sister. And thank God, Zelda Robinson, I want a partnership with you in relationship with. Thank God for the Female Solution. And thank God especially for Naima Lateef. Yes. And welcome home, Brother Andrew Nelson Bay. You see how you just started us doing this here? Zelda Robinson, you get all the credit with the praise of God. You know, mm-hmm. There's no spot that God is not. And I want to work with you because, Sister Rashida Ali, she works with the Harold Washington Foundation, and she is the executive secretary. And we got a program that we want to do a collaboration with the Female Solution, and especially you, Sister Zelda Robinson, in helping the homeless brothers and sisters. Yes. If I had a hammer, I'm a hammer out love. This your brother and friend from Chicago, Illinois, Minister Robert Floyd Plump. I'm the president of the Harold Washington Foundation and chairman of the board of directors of the People's Marching Corporation. So y'all keep in touch with me all over Chicago, America, and the world. Remember, Mayor Washington said we must plump the whole community. So we are plumping it up in peace, love, unity, marketing people. Hallelujah. And happy Juneteenth Day, you know, all the way, because it expresses
How was the parade yesterday, Minister Plump?
Oh, it was successful, and we had the March Americans, Peace God participated, and others, sisters and brothers. It was anything you do for God is always successful, and success breeds success. So we can keep moving forward forever and backwards will never, So Juneteenth is a way that brothers and sisters can be themselves, develop themselves, and see some success breed success. So, it was all good. We honored the Honorable Jean Baptist DuSable. We went by the DuSable Museum. You know, my godmother is Dr. Margaret Burrell. Soon as the people in the community start seeing me, oh, they say, well, this Dr. Burrell, this is Dr. Margaret Burrell's son. This is her boy. So we got to help him. So anybody that need our help, we in the helping people's business because we know God cares and the Female Solution cares. And you can reach Brother Plump at 312-833-0475.
Thank you so very much.
We appreciate you so much for your activism. You know, I'm trying to find the answer to Jody's question, and I got this long dialogue on the Harvard Business Review because I asked the question, are all countries corporations? And they say, while they say that each country is not officially a business, they talk about the trade agreements and the money that is controlled, and the conflict that we have is that it takes money to run for office because you're paying for advertisement and promotion so that people know that you're running for office. And they haven't chosen to make running for office not cost money. So therefore, you end up basically either having wealthy people who are wealthy business people or people who are wealthy because they inherited money running for office, or you have to constantly be fundraising,
yep.
Which means you have to be dependent upon the business community,
yep.
Which means you have to do what the business community wants you to do in
yep.
order for you to stay in office.
Yep.
So behind the scenes, it is the business community that actually runs the government, which is why we end up having laws and policies that are in favor of those who have financed those who have gotten elected to office. So the whole thing, it breeds the corruption that we end up seeing. If we can't get rid of laws that support the sale of war weapons to civilians when there is no war and it is consistently causing devastation because the gun manufacturers are so powerful and economically controlling the financing of so many people who run for office, then we're creating just a hell that we can't get out of until we remove that financial objective, until we remove the power of the financial interest in government. The government might as well be a corporation because it's controlled by corporations. Now, other countries, even those that are under communist rule, there's still the issue of who's controlling the economy, who controls who gets paid, who controls who works, who controls who's able to have basic necessities. So even though technically they might not be incorporated in the same way a business is, really every country is a business because every country does operate according to its financial interests, which is basically the financial interests of the ruling class that runs the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have some countries that are constantly being overthrown because somebody else wants to take over control of the finances.
Yep.
So supposedly America has this peaceful transference of power because supposedly we're organized for the good of the people. But we saw what happened, what was that, January 6th? We're still dealing with that, where a group of people decided they were going to overthrow the government by violence. You know, we still have that mentality. We're going to control things. We're going to take over. So,
Naima,
a way of thinking.
Yeah, go ahead.
We can't get rid of this until we change the way we think and until we change our intention behind the laws we pass and the systems we create.
Go ahead, Bob.
There,
Kwame. What's well said, Naima.
Okay, Harvard Business Review. And Harvard Business Review has, a country is not a company, and which is very true. A country has got, this planet is owned by the creator. People incorporate themselves and the people that are up under them. It's people that formulates corporations. This planet is not something you can own. We're stewards to it. We use the resources from it. The country in its the country in itself is not a corporation. It's the people that formulate what they instill to themselves, the title of president, king, whatever title they want to rule, and utilizing the resources that comes from the planet or from that country as their source of creating capitalism. That's why I was talking about capitalism and colonialism. You come in and colonize the land, and you use the resources as making your business, but those are individuals. A country, this planet, is not a corporation. It is a part of the order of this solar system, this galaxy, this universe, this cosmos. That is how we look at defining what we're calling a corporation. Corporations are something man-made. It's not what the creator has created.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Yeah, right on target. It is 8:15 850-something or another, 855. We need to get a few more calls. We only got a few more minutes. 773-530. Did I get that call? 773-530?
Yes. Yes. Thank God for the female solution. And this is AMG Peace God, located here in New Mecca, province of Illinois. I'd like to
What's
thank
your
the
name,
female solution.
Sir?
Yes. Come again.
What was your name again, please?
Yes, this is AMG, Apostle Minister General Peace God, located here in New Mecca, Chicago, province of Illinois. Just want to thank the Female Solution. We had a nice turnout yesterday for Father's Day, June 18th. I thank God for all the brothers and sisters that came out yesterday. It was a beautiful display of unity in the community. You know, I came out with my Moorish American flag. We came out with the Marcus Garvey flag, and we united, and we had a beautiful unity conversation about what needs to take place. And the first thing that needs to take place is unity, because once we come together, we can understand that we are not, crayons to be charged up under the color of law. You know what I mean? So it was a beautiful conversation that we had, and it showed me that we're closer to unifying than ever. You know, I mean, people was acceptable to my presence. People was enlightened about the U.S. dot, which is the corporation. I like what the brother said. He said the country, and I hope he meant the landmass, is not a corporation, but he said that the people. The people is what represent the corporation, and this is what they do to facilitate us into their black Christian code. And like you said, we have to be aware that everything legal is not lawful. You know, I'm gonna say that again. Everything legal is not lawful. You know, so just food for thought. You know. Once again, it's nowhere in the divine recordings of any human race, of any Negro, black, or colored persons. You know, there's only three colors. You know what I mean? Make sure we're listening out there. There's only three colors, the black, the white, and the brown. And I noticed something, sister, I noticed something that is nowhere on any applications that they have a box for brown people.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? There's nowhere on no application that they have a box for brown people. And I just realized that. I said, who is the brown people? Okay, are those our Mexican counterparts? Okay, there's nowhere on any application that has the brown people. So I just want us to get into critically thinking about the statuses. And we've got to thank the Female Solution for providing the platform. So thank you. Much peace and love, Chicago.
Amen. Thank you for coming to the end of our show today. Thank you. But you can hear every show in the archive. Press 1 now. We're going to go to
naima.com/the-female.
We're going to play our ending. Those who are on the switchboard, 515-059-3225. Press right now because this world will cut off and they won't allow you to press 1. Do that right now. Let's hear this ending.
www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, Get it. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
For those of you who are interested, we'll be later over at Malcolm X College. You can go to 40tonscareers.com. It is not only is it Juneteenth, it's a career and business expo. So also there are expungements, entrepreneurial information, and education. So just show up, but go to 40tonscareer.com. We are officially in the after show with Latif. Before we do that, I failed to do this in the inside the show. So I've got to tell you about the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs every last Saturday of the month. And if you have teens between the ages of 13 and 19, they can participate by simply sending in a 1-minute video to HLNTVshow@gmail.com. And here's more information.
Attention, all talented teens ages 13 to 19. Are you ready to show the world what you got? We're excited to announce the latest Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where you win cash prizes and scholarships by performing your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a 1-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Upload the video, link in description or comment. 3. Submit your video. We're looking for a wide range of talent, from singing and dancing to magic tricks and talking skits. So whether you're a musician, an actor, or a chef, we want to see your unique talent. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait, start filming, and good luck.
Start filming and good luck, and be sure and send those in to a 1-minute demo into hlntvshow@gmail.com, and we will announce, we'll have the winner, I should say. So if you have children who want to participate, we'd love to have them participate. All they have to do is get that in and get it in quick, because the contest is this Saturday, and they can win cashes, prize, cash, and scholarships. Okay, that's a new word. Well, we are officially in the after show. You know, we talk about our children, but we got to do something for them. And this is our contribution. So my question to you is, for those who are listening and watching, what is your contribution? And if you are not part of the celebration of helping our youth, then share this information with someone who is. Okay? All righty.
Zelda.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
And thank you for that line there of how do we help our youth. And what we had is, my mom's Earth Day was Saturday. And we had the family. But we had the family.
Hey,
the
mom's
women,
name, Baba?
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Right.
Happy birthday. Hey, Miss Carolyn, you raised a wonderful son. Thank you for having him, because you didn't have to, so we're very grateful for that. I know that sounds crazy, but I am.
She's 91, and what she sat there and did with the young women, because her sister's daughter's daughter brought the youngest child in the family, who was 5 months old, and the females sat together in kind of a talk circle. And they talked to her about, she was raised by her grandmother, which was my grandmother's mother, which was her big mama. Big mama was born in 1854.
Mm.
She was born in slavery. And she was telling about the story of her great-grandmother to them, and how the women in the family were always the oldest girl was given to the grandmother as the grandmother's helper and to learn from the grandmother. And this is how the passing down of information and knowledge was done at the time in Mississippi in our family, is to take the youngest female and put it with the grandparent female.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Well, you know, there are a lot of ways that our extended families were teaching tools and ways of passing on knowledge. So when we adopted this whole nuclear family attitude and families went north and the grandparents were still back down south and we separated the families, that was kind of the beginning of a lot of the dysfunction. So we have to look at what we did that was helpful, that was strengthening and empowering, and what we did that was not good, not helpful, weakening, and learn from our mistakes so that we can become better. There are a lot of things that we did that helped us to become more independent thinking. When we think of the neighborhoods we created where we own the shops and the businesses because children were raised up in, you know, the mom and pop shops and they learned some basics of mathematics on how to count money and how to handle customers and all of that. A lot of those things that we did that really made a lot of strong and economically successful communities. Some of the things we did culturally were very damaging, and we talk about that in our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma, particularly the child-rearing chapter. That slave-beating thing that we do, that we keep saying, oh, we need to discipline our children, that's not discipline. That is conditioning them to live in fear of being beat to death by a master. We did that as a survival mechanism because we believe that if we broke the spirit in our child, that they would not be defiant and therefore their lives would not be endangered. We need to end that. We need to stop that. We need to stop the slave beatings. And I'm saying this to people who keep saying, what's wrong, the problem with these children, we need to bring spanking back into the school. We need to let parents discipline their children. No, we need to stop slave beatings. We need to stop that. That was not healthy. That created a lot of emotional trauma. That's why so many of us have deep emotional issues today. Many of us cannot keep a relationship together because we are traumatized from those slave beatings growing up as a child. It did not make us better people. It made me a good person. No, it did not. It made you insecure. It made you harbor inner rage that you cannot control. It made you have low self-esteem. We need to not do that. We need to learn from our mistakes. Some things we did were helpful. Some things we did were destructive. Everything that we did that was destructive, whether we brought it from Africa and it was destructive, whether we learned it here in the system of enslavement and it was destructive, we need to examine history with a clear vision. Everything that came out of Africa is not to be imitated. If it was, we wouldn't have ended up over here. Some of the ways that we treated each other was very brutal. We don't need to imitate that. Some of the things that we learned from Europeans was very brutal. We don't need to imitate that. We're becoming, what I think Baba Kwame said, we're coming from being a homo sapien to a homo spiritus. Mm. We're evolving as a human species into a higher level of consciousness, of recognition of who we are as the divine beings we are. We don't need to live by violence and fear anymore. So any fear-based teachings and practices, we need to eliminate them. They are not healthy. They are not going to help us evolve. They're not going to help us destroy the destructive environment that we have created and perpetuated. We need a new mind. And you can't fix a problem with the same mind that created it.
Nope.
So this is we have to, and I'm so glad you played that video of Dr. Boyce Watkins. we have to look at things the way they are. And not for the purpose of just being angry and feeling like victims, because we need to get rid of the victim mentality as well. We have to take responsibility for the choices that we make that cause us to keep perpetuating the situation we're in and make different choices based on a different way of thinking. First of all, there are no enemies on this planet. We're not enemies of each other. And this color that we're wearing, this body that we're wearing, it's not who we are. It's just a vehicle to get us to where we need to go to do what we came here to do as souls having a temporary human experience. But there will come a time when we're not judging each other based on what you look like. We're judging each other based on the vibration we carry. The people of a higher vibration understand basic principles of sharing and cooperation. The people of a lower vibration do not. They're the ones who believe you have to take by force, you have to harm people, you have to keep people in fear. That vibration is no longer going to exist here. So if we want to exist in a new world, we got to change our vibration. And you have some people who are of our color but not of our kind in terms of understanding the higher vibration it's going to take to create a new society.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have greed. You can't have selfishness. I love our brothers and sisters from the continent, but some of them are, you know, I mean, come on now. We've had more scams coming out of Nigeria. I love my people, and I found genetically my people are from Nigeria. We did the DNA test. You know, my daughter did the DNA test.
You did.
You know, my sister did a DNA test. So now I know where my folks are from.
Oh,
but some of the things that I see coming from some very corrupt minds are not something that I'm going to identify with because that's not who I am.
Okay.
So identify with the higher mind, the people who want to serve their humanity and serve the planet in a way that is helpful and producing abundance for all of us. And not trying to figure out how to take advantage of people. You know, you can go to your African brothers and sisters on the continent, and they'll see you as an American. Some of them, if they have that greed mind, see you as an American to exploit and to scam because they figure you got money and you're stupid. You're ignorant. And so you always have to look for the people who think like you think. And it doesn't, it's not, sometimes they might have your hour covering and sometimes they don't.
Right.
So when we evolve, then we will start looking, how can we repair the damage we've done to each other and to ourselves? Juneteenth is a wonderful time of reflection on a system that needed to end. Some people who didn't want it to end, some people who made laws to keep it going. Now that we know what happened, let's choose to create something different because it doesn't work to try to exploit your brothers and sisters, whether they are your same color or another color. Whatever they are, it doesn't work to try to figure out how you can misuse people. That system that is currently operating in this country and in so many other countries, it's not going to last because it doesn't work. All it does is continue to create angry people who hurt other people. We don't want to live like that anymore. So that's a collective choice we have to make. And I believe that we will see that in our lifetime. That's the objective of this whole show, to change the thinking so that we can change what we're putting in the next generation that's going to create the world we're going to be living in. And if we can be honest about what happened and we can honestly evaluate the intentions behind what happened, admit the greed that created the system that we're all suffering from so we can get rid of it because it doesn't work. And there's no way we should be having this situation where you have some people struggling to get away from an oppressive society that's killing them, and then you got people who've been forced to live outside and on the concrete for years, and those both of those groups fighting each other over the crumbs being dropped by the super wealthy who have more than enough and waste more food than a nation could eat in a day. There's no way we should be living like that.
No way.
And allowing that. So those people who are like minded have to work with each other. Those people who don't get it, well, let them keep scrambling, let them keep fighting, let them keep hating. The people who understand it have to choose to work together, because those are the ones who are going to create the new earth that we're going to see in our lifetime.
Well, I certainly look forward to that, and we've got to take some calls in this lifetime because hands are up. 515.
Right now, that's a good sign.
515-605-9325. Area code 312-632. Your mic is open. What's your name? Where are you calling?
Admiral Andrew C.M. Nelson Bay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that call already. I apologize. Thanks for hanging in there with us, Nelson. 312-833. Did I get that call?
Yeah, I think that's Minister Plump. You got that one, too.
Okie dokie. Oops, I just disconnected that one. Uh-oh.
Sorry about that.
Okay. I apologize for disconnecting you. I don't know if you can call back in or not, but you can try.
Zelda.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, and I thank Naima for what she's expressed, and it's very much true. The thing in what I was saying about the Overground Railroad and creating Oasis is because it's our ancestor spirit in service. And the thing that we're looking at is how do we decolonize, is that we have to come back to our mother. We've been made orphans, and we've been banned from nature by creating these urban areas and these places. No, everybody's not going to go out and relive back on the farms like we once did. But it's our connection to the mother, because the First Nation people are now studying, and they're just like I shared about my mom with the young women and talking with them. It's also happening in the indigenous community of decolonization and understanding that food is medicine, and the sovereignty of food is very important. We should not be eating anything that's not grown in its own packaging.
Mm.
We should not be eating anything that is not grown in its own packaging.
Oh, I
and the
love
thing that.
That.
We're,
oh,
the thing that we're look right, and because everything is in different packaging, but nature creates its own packaging and the sources, because we had the event down in Navajo, and the Canadian women got together with acorn. They gathered acorn, and they made flour from the acorn, and they made pancakes and bread for the feed the people there. And the thing what they were showing is that acorn grows into a oak tree. You're putting the nutrients to make an oak tree in your body as food. And so what
you're
having to do is go back to the way in which we nurture ourselves, because food is medicine. And what they're now doing is teaching the people of the cuisine of indigenous people, and when they go and they go into the forest and they forage the foods that are there, because those are our plant relatives. We've got to come back to our sovereign ways, because this colonization is part of what we have. We've had a problem, and Jody had a good question, is that, you know, countries, is because the earth belongs to all of us. This is why we come up on it. The Mother Earth gives us what we need, because she's nurtured through the Milky Way, and the milk from the Milky Way is the same as the energy of the mother's milk.
The mother's milk is the same as the energy of the Milky Way. Who knew?
Amazing.
See,
that's why
we have...
Because we're all connected. All energy in the universe is connected. And, you know, we used to know that.
Yeah.
And now we're coming back into the knowledge of what we once knew. But as, you know, Baba Kwame speaks about food being our medicine. And, you know, if you have a basic house with a backyard, you have the power to be growing your own food, so that you don't have to eat the poison that's being given to you by corporate farms that are part of this whole sick care system. Poisoning your food, making you sick, you have to go to the doctor and pay to get well, when if you just ate organically grown food, your body already has the systems to repair itself. Which reminds me, Zelda, I did make some collard greens last night, my homegrown greens. I set aside a bowl for you, as a matter of fact.
No, you did.
Yeah, I sure did. My special homegrown collard green recipe. So you'll be able to taste some and tell everybody how it's grown right there.
Well, you know I'm coming in the morning. You know that, right?
I'll be
out there in the morning. I'd come today if I could, but I'd definitely be out there tomorrow. So thank you for getting those greens from your backyard, because I will definitely be your guinea pig tomorrow. You can count on that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Everything is your backyard. I don't have a backyard, but I do have what we call this tree here, Jody? I forgot it. Where I grow plants.
And it grows vertically?
Yeah, vertical plants, yeah. So we need to be eating everything. I'm so glad Kwame said that, because I went to the store the other day, and I saw, I've seen this for a while, cucumbers wrapped in plastic. Why do cucumbers need to be wrapped in plastic? Because they fake. Yeah, I said it. Because
some stuff we eat is plastic, you know.
Most of what we eat is plastic. More comments. Wanda Webb says, this is true. Beating is not the answer. So she was referring to the children earlier. Nanette Wingard says, you can send me the recipe too. Thank you. Well, I'm going to tell you what a 90-year-old mother told me. I got some in the refrigerator. They're probably spoiled now because I haven't cooked them yet. I got them Thursday. I don't know. Do they last that long before you cook them? They're still in the refrigerator, Naima.
Well, you may want to put them in the freezer.
I haven't cooked them, though, so I'm going to cook them today.
They should be fine.
Yeah, it's only a handful, so there's really not a whole lot for two people. I don't think you hear me. But anyway, this 90-year-old woman, I gotta share this. This is just too powerful not to share. I had a 90-year-old mother tell me that if you cook your collard greens in a black skillet and put some oil in it, it will taste just like you have meat in it. And I was like, oh, I got to try this, because I don't cook a lot. Tony loves to cook. I let him cook, and I'm the sous chef. I learned that on the shack. So I cut up the onions and the ginger and the garlic and all that stuff. But anyway, I digress. The mother told me, she said, put them in a black skillet and let them cook. And I did that. And I cooked mine with coconut oil. You can use grapeseed oil or virgin olive oil, whatever you want to use. I use coconut oil because I like it, because it tastes like butter to me. And I cooked them, and they were, I could not believe it. They were scrunchy.
What is the reason for that?
Never again in life will I cook greens with meat, because all you got to do is put them in a black skillet. What'd you say, Baba Kwame?
The reason for the black skillet.
She didn't tell me. I don't know.
Iron.
The iron.
Black skillets are made out of iron. The iron transfers with the heat. The iron transfers with the heat. When you heat up iron and you put things in it, the mineral transfer, that's why we use skillets to bake cornbread. We use skillets to fry chicken. All of that is a transfer of the energy of the vet. That's why you shouldn't use nonstick product, because it's chemicals. When you heat up metals, you have a transfer of energy.
Thank you for that. Now I know. So the energy from the iron in the pot. Okay, and it doesn't taste irony. It tastes delicious.
That's good.
Right.
That is awesome. Thank you for that, Baba. Go ahead.
You season skillets and you season potware, but what we do is we season it. We used to season it with oil because it'll rust, to keep it from rusting. You take beeswax and it will seal the mineral content of the iron that you use for your cooking. Beeswax, it puts a seal on it. So what we're doing is learning how to use the utensils that our ancestors created. This is why you cook with a cauldron, you wash with cauldrons,
you had certain utensils that you use, and then man start remaking these utensils, aluminum, which transfers aluminum into it, which is not good for the brain. And then you got non-stick chemicals. So you're looking at what is best, because we use iron because we were the creators of iron. In the continent, we were the forgers of iron metal. We were metallurgists.
Say that again. We were metal what? We created the iron. We were
the people. We were people who worked with metal. Those are they call metallurgists. I think I'm pronouncing it right. But those like we had blacksmiths.
Yes.
Were the creators. We created iron. And we knew how to use that and forge that mineral into tools and utensils, and then they turn around and start making weapons.
Ah.
Well, that's one of those things that we should learn from. You can use that same substance for life as opposed to death. So when we use it for life, it enhances life. A pot to cook in, all those things, or tools. To till the ground, we can do all of that.
Beating your swords into plowshares.
Weapons of war and destruction. We can use them for tools of enhancing life. That's a choice that we need to make as a human family. How we're going to work with the elements of the earth to enhance our life.
Amen. Wow, that was powerful. Who knew?
That's why I was sharing about going back to nature, because the thing that we have to understand is that's the first worldwide web. Really, it's a cosmic web, because like Naima said, everything in the universe is connected. And it's all connected through frequency and energy. And so once we begin to go back and reawaken our Akashic records and activate the mitochondria DNA, which the woman carries, we will remember that we are that supreme being that has been created in the image of our creator.
Amen. Say that. Well said, Baba Kwame.
A woman.
Yes, in your lane.
You got to start with a woman, because everything, life comes, every man has a belly button.
Every man has a belly button.
Come from a woman.
Come from a woman. Amen. Baba Kwame Sun has hit it right on the head, as he always does.
Yep.
Wow.
Time for remembering. Absolutely.
That is powerful. And this has been a powerful show. It is 9:28. I want to thank you for spending your Monday morning with us. And be sure and share that information. And Nanette Wingard says, I fry my greens that way too. You fry your greens?
Yeah, fried greens can be very good, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I learned on Juneteenth that you could fry greens. Why would I want to fry some greens? I don't get it.
It's a different taste, but it keeps the flavor in it, though.
Really? Fried greens. So how do you fry? What do you do? Take a bunch of leaves and dip them in
like you saute spinach. You take it and put it in the skillet. You put your oil and you cover it, and it will steam itself.
Oh,
and so greens are, look, you got to understand something. Greens are iron. All green foods are iron. Collard greens, mustard, turnips, spinach, all of them contain iron. So when you put them in iron, you amplify the iron minerals from the skillet and the greens.
No wonder I like greens so much, because I do know that I have a vitamin iron deficiency. So that's why I like them so much, because my body is telling me you need more iron. So I get my iron from greens. I could eat greens 7 days a week and it would not bother me, but I'm not going to eat them 7 days a week. I'm only going to eat them today and tomorrow. Well, actually tomorrow, when I go by Naima's to pick up them greens. But thank you, Baba Kwame. I never heard no fried greens. But they're not really fried. They're just sauteed. See, that's why I love the Female Solution.
Learn so much. You can get some recipes.
Thank you. I don't know about all that. I'll give them to Tony, and he can cook them, and I'll remain the sous chef. But thank you so much.
That's what, this is what I was sharing about the indigenous people, especially in Minnesota. They're having conferences, annual conferences, on how to prepare the way indigenous people forage and cook food. And the part of it is cooking with the right resources to create, you know, baking cornbread on an open fire, taking the embers and putting those kettles down up under the ash, and then while you're cooking the other food on top, you're baking your bread down below in the amber.
That's the old school way. Yeah. Wow. Did you hear that, Tom? No, he came in here too late, but y'all know I'm going to tell him when it's over.
Right. Play it back so you can hear that.
Play, yeah, he needs to hear that. Thank you so very much, Baba Kwame, for always being a light unto the Female Solution and sharing your decades of wisdom and knowledge. We appreciate you. Naima, we need to do a show with just him, if we could ever nail him down long enough just so we can have a Kwame Sunhorse kind of day.
Well, we can make that happen, because, you know, a lot of things that he introduces in terms of the wisdom of the cosmos, a lot of people haven't heard, you know, because...
Myself included.
And we're not taught any of this in our school systems. We're taught the incorrect belief that Earth is the only inhabited planet when there are billions of inhabited planets all across the universes, and we're not taught this. So we need to introduce real knowledge. That's why we can't imitate the people who have the mind of enslaving people to work for them at the point of a gun and the threat of death. We can't approach knowledge with that mind. We have to change our mind and free our mind so that we can connect with our galactic family. Mm. There are many, many, many beings across the galaxy that would gladly come and visit us and share their knowledge, but we're too warlike, we're too dangerous, we're too fearful.
Mm.
So we have to be free enough to meet our brothers and sisters all across the galaxies and share knowledge.
Because
and enjoy this wonderful universe that we have that gives so much and has so much to share with us if we would just learn how to get along. That's all we
got to
do.
Just
get along.
All we got to do.
So simple.
So I want to thank you for being so transparent and sharing the information that you share and not keeping it to yourself, because you know a lot of us do that. It's like,
yeah.
I can't.
Learn something, don't tell nobody.
Right. I was like, I got some colleagues. I can't wait till this documentary come out on the radio, who they travel abroad and then they come back and they don't want to share. They don't even want to share the pictures. I was like, oh, my God. And this is the gospel community.
It's called
okay?
Generational death.
Got to share.
What'd you say, Baba Kwame?
We have to stop being generational thieves.
Yes.
Our elder is a keeper of a set of encyclopedias. You have to pass that and put those on shelves of the next generation, the next seven generations to learn from.
Thank you. You are right on target. Thank you so very much for that. We have got to do better, and we are doing better because we're doing it here on the Female Solution. So thank you so very much for sharing that. This has been the After Show. Please, and thank you for sharing this information with others, because it will make a difference. Because I had no idea there were two Juneteenths. I had no idea. So all of that information will be available on my blog, which is ZeldaSpeaks@WordPress.com. When you go to this blog, just know that there are powers that be that don't want you to have this information. So expect the unexpected. But so when you go to the blog, just copy and paste and because they're not going to let you show the blog.
Because
we're sharing too much truth, and they don't want the truth to get out. So I want to thank you for that. And be sure and tune in tomorrow morning for Jody Susan, my sister from another Miss Star. She will be on with us this morning, on Tuesday morning, and every day of the week. And Wednesday, Naima, what we got in store?
Well, let's see. I believe we have... The last Wednesday of the month, our men-only discussion hosted by Kareem Hamid, and we have quite a bit of very intense discussions from our brothers as they take a look at fatherhood and what they learned from the men who raised them and things that they need to teach their sons. So we'll listen as they speak about that. And then, of course, Thursday we have Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, continuing our series on grief and handling loss and healing from the pain of the transition of a loved one. What is a healthy way to handle a natural part of life? And, of course, as always, Friday's Health and Wellbeing with Beata. We look forward to some revelations in health and well-being and natural ways to heal and to detox and get rid of the incorrect ways we've been taught to keep ourselves sick so that someone else can make money. So we look forward to her revealing knowledge. And then this Saturday, I believe we have the Global Teen Talent Competition coming Saturday.
Yep. 12 noon until 2 p.m. No, 12 to 1 p.m.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll continue on and, of course, give you more fascinating information. And we want you all to join us every day, 515-605-9325, if you want to call in and make a comment, share information, or ask a question of our hosts and guests. And our shows are live every day on our Female Solution Facebook page as well as the Facebook and YouTube channel of our hosts. So we're sharing information all over the world every day. And you can always go into the archives at www.onaireverywhere.com and hear the latest daily show. If you miss it, and of course, as always, on our blog talk channel, www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Looking forward to having you. Make sure you like and follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk so you can always get notified when we're live and on the air.
And tell all your friends to share and like and subscribe and all that other good stuff, too. This is the video that I'll leave you with. This is the blog on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. But remember, I told you to copy and paste because they don't want you to know this information. But this is Dr. Claude Anderson, and you need to see that video. Do yourself a favor and see that video. And until then, we thank you, we appreciate you, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning, bright and early, right here on The Female Solution. Thank you so much for watching and for sharing. And remember to do something special for yourself because you know why? There's only one you. There is only one you. And if you don't take care of you, who will? Thank you for taking care of you. How about that? Make it a great day.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605.